B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you missed our interview earlier with Kyle Van Noy, that's coming up in next segment. We'll have that for you. Kyle Van Noy, who joined us early in the show today. 617-779-0985. What's the latest with Rob Parker,
What's
Jim?
The latest?
Rob Parker, I know he's a thorn in the side of Patriot fans.
And he likes to talk like Kellerman. This, and I'm going to be real descriptive when I talk about the team.
Rob Parker, Bleacher Report.
It's a reckoning. It's a shifting.
Who's on the enemies list?
Yeah.
Well, the team Instagram was yesterday. The Rob Parker team Instagram.
Let's hear it.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over.
Throws down the middle. Adamant open in midfield. Makes the catch.
Let's scroll.
He hasn't won a road AFC championship game. They've lost their last three. Dating back to 2006.
In the pocket, throws down the middle. Gronk makes the catch at the 20, and he's tackled. Oh. Caught at the shoelaces.
But because of their history and how lucky they've been in games, they're going to get a benefit of the doubt from other people. And I get that, but I still believe the Chiefs are the better team.
Correction. Brady under center. A give to Burkhead. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown!
America's worst nightmare is back!
Let me throw this at you. What if they do win?
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Knock yourself out.
You're going to move to Mexico now, Rob? Depends on where you go in Mexico. There's some nice spots.
They've got lucky in games.
Who's he? Is he on Colin Cowherd?
He's all over that network.
Oh, okay.
Well, he responded on his own radio show.
Yes.
His own radio show.
Yeah. I don't know where he can hear it. I have no idea.
With Chris Broussard. He's the other host.
Oh,
is Fox Sports Radio still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What would that do around here? A .00 what?
Four?
Three?
Who knows what it does anywhere? I'm sure it's huge at Topeka where it draws a one.
That's right.
I don't know. Places that don't have teams.
Sorry,
have
Rob.
I have no idea.
The Death Star is still spinning.
Yeah.
Darth Vader is alive.
That show's drawn a .4 in Albuquerque last month. It's doing real well.
It says a lot. I'm like, wow, okay, I got their attention. It tells me that, yeah, they do understand that despite everything that they've accomplished, and they've accomplished a lot over the last 19, 20 years, okay?
But they
also know that they haven't earned the respect from everybody because of all the other stuff that's going on in their organization. If you have a quarterback that won 5 Super Bowls, why is there even a debate? It tells you about why a lot of other people in NFL America can't fully embrace what's going on. Belichick got caught. Belichick got fined the highest fine for any coach in the history of the NFL. They lost draft picks.
Why is there a
chicken?
Why was there a chicken in there somewhere?
Because it's some poorly produced national.
Oh, Jim, you didn't drop. You didn't have the chicken drop.
Is what it is.
No.
No.
Man.
Could have been mine, but it wasn't.
Keep going.
Suspended for 4 games. For not cooperating with the NFL's investigation on Deflategate. Mm. There was Eric Mangini who came out who said, you know, I know what you guys do on Spygate. Don't do it to me. Josh McDaniels went to Denver. He got fired. Why? He was spying on another team's walkthrough in London. And the owner of the Broncos just was like, no, they got fined by the league and the same exact thing. So people see all that, and people also know that the Patriots have taken advantage of being in the best situation in the NFL, which is playing in the AFC least, where no other team could put up a fight. So when you pack all that stuff together, there are people who, despite the winning, despite the championships, and despite everything else, still look at the Patriots and not having, they don't embrace them. It's hard to embrace a prickly pine of deceit and deception. I still believe that when it's all said and done and that disgruntled person who wasn't taken care of comes out and writes that book and lays it all out on the table, that Tom Brady will be looked at the same light as maybe Lance Armstrong.
So
he'll be Lance Armstrong without the bicycle. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. They said that they would peruse the garbage can and, you know, when people throw out the game notes and all the other stuff that they do when the teams meet at the hotels. I don't know if they have cameras set up. I'm just saying there's other stuff.
That is so gutless. That is such gutless pandering to the Patriot-hating masses with that comment. Rob, you weren't talking about those things last week when you were discussing Kansas City, New England. You weren't. You weren't talking about any of those things.
Because he doesn't have anything now.
So now that
now you go back to that. That's,
now that
that's
you said
kick the fence.
And by the way, there's nothing offensive or wrong with him saying, I believe Kansas City's a better team. I believe Kansas City will win the game.
We all said they were a better
team. Nothing wrong with that. So what? You made a pick. You got a pick wrong. Who cares? People get picks wrong every single week in the NFL.
When's he moving to Mexico?
So instead of just saying, yep, you know what? Patriots proved they're a hell of a team this year. He can't bring himself to say that. So he just resorts to, oh, look over here. Look over here. Oh, nobody likes them because they're cheaters. Come on. Just say they're better than you thought they were. Just have just an ounce of honesty when you're talking about these games. Yep. You know what? Patriots, it's true for me, so the Patriots are better than I thought they were this year. They're a better team. In fact, if there are people in New England that thought they were this good 2 months ago, and they're telling you that?
No, 2 months
lying.
Ago. To even shorten it
they
up.
They are lying right through their teeth.
I did not believe in
but
them.
But come
believe
on, Rob
Pittsburgh.
Parker. I don't even know where to find your radio show. Nobody does.
I got on a bus in Pittsburgh.
We can find you on Coward's show.
This ain't their year.
People listen to Colin Coward. Yep. Go on that show more. So what? You got to pick Ron. And now you got to resort to this. Oh, it's so disingenuous. Well, I don't want to say anything nice about the Patriots. So let me just drag up every cheating allegation they've ever had, which we've all been over 1,000 times. I mean, yeah, that's all true. All that stuff happened. They faced penalties for Spygate and Deflategate, and Tom Brady was suspended 4 games. And Josh McDaniels went to Denver and had people on his staff taping walkthroughs in Denver, taping things that they shouldn't have been taping. And yes, he did failed in Denver, and he got those are all true. He didn't make any false statements there.
And you still can't beat him. And you still can't
beat him. But the timing is so fraudulent.
Going to the show.
So fraudulent.
It's called the Odd Couple, by the way.
Just say they're a better team than you thought they were.
It's called the what?
Just say that. Say, you know what? Turns out the Patriots, they turned it on here in the playoffs, and they're pretty good.
The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, though.
It's not going to hurt. It won't hurt.
Who's Chris Broussard?
But then again, if you say that, we're not playing Rob Parker.
Right.
On a highly rated radio show.
I get all the time to like,
we're not
guys,
doing that.
Why don't you guys address it more?
So I guess he wins. I guess he wins. I guess he's right.
No.
Just say a bunch of crap so people can then replay you and you know, bring up your name.
That's right.
No, this wasn't. This
I'm
wasn't,
moving to Mexico.
We usually don't play this stuff, but because the Patriots are all putting it out there, they're playing it, so we got to pay attention to it
now. It's all the same
thing. It's a in your
face. All the same thing by doing it. It gets the team's attention.
Just keep it score.
It gets on the team social media accounts, and therefore we pay attention to it.
Keep it score.
And then we talk about it. Talk about it. And speaking of talking about the Patriots, we talked to Colin
Rondo.
Oh, who's that? That's Chris Broussard.
That's Broussard. So I didn't know who he was. Yeah.
Oh, Rajon Rondo.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Drops back with a pump. Chased by Van Noy. He hits it. The ball's loose. And Mahomes is going to cover up on it at the 26-yard line.
You got this
the
kid
clock
flustered.
At 10 and 9. It continues to count down, and Andy Reid will not take a timeout. The Patriots are going to head to the locker room
flustered.
At halftime of the AFC Championship, and Kyle Van Noy is having himself a night.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, a guy who's headed back to the Super Bowl, Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. Kyle!
Yo, I was just dancing right now.
I'm too.
That got me hyped.
Yeah.
That gave me the chills. What's up?
You going to go any dance clubs in Atlanta with us? Like dance around a little bit?
Nah, I got to stay focused on the game, man.
You've obviously played in huge games. I mean, if you ever, I don't want to say played that well. I thought that was the best game you ever played here as a Patriot.
I appreciate that. You know, I feel like when the lights are brightest, you know, that's when I feel like the best comes out of you. And, you know, that's what I was trying to do for my team. I feel like I played pretty well in the last one, too. It just, you know, sometimes things get a little overshadowed. So it's all good. It's all love. I love winning, man.
Who said you didn't play well in the last one? Who overshadowed that?
Just the comeback victories.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But I'm not a me guy. I'm a team guy. I don't care if however many stats I get. Right. I just want to win.
How about your team then? How about your defense? Do you feel that you guys are playing your best football right now, and it's all happening at the right time of the year?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say yes, but then, you know, a couple plays in that last game where you just want to, you know, just get mad, I guess is the best way to say it. I feel like we are playing pretty well, but I think we can take it up a notch and just need to be more attention to detail, more focused, and, you know, what better way to play the best game than this one coming up? I mean, that would just make a lot of people mad.
Your offense started that football game with two massive drives. What was going on defensively on the bench as you guys are sitting there? I know it was cold and you're sitting there, but going over things. Were you amazed, you know, like that 14-play drive, 15-play drive to open a game and just shove it right down their throat?
I mean, that's exactly what we talked about all week. And, you know, we were just like, hell yeah, this is exactly what we just want, this game grimy. I like that. And it's cold. Ooh, yeah. I just want more of it type of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just want more of that. You like that? You're like, ooh, yeah, I like that. Ooh, yeah, keep it going.
I like that. I just sit there like, hey, you guys play. Yeah. Keep that going. I'm stay warm.
Yeah, and, you know, we just wanted, when we got on the field, we just wanted to give the ball back because we just wanted to keep watching greatness.
Does that excite you guys, like, when you get together and you're getting ready to go out there after the kick? Is it, say, like, oh, man, like, does it give you a spark how well the offense is playing?
Yeah, I feel like the team feeds off each other. You know, the offense feeds off the defense, special teams. You know, when everyone's making plays, it's kind of like a chain reaction. And we just need to keep that momentum throughout the entire game. We can't let up. We just got to keep that pedal down. And, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you a story in the game real quick. My guy, Chadio, the offensive receivers coach, man, he about took off my hand when they scored when we went up 14-0. He was up in my grill yelling, hooting and hollering, gave me a high five and about broke my hand. And I love that. You know, I love the passion. You know, that's a reason why we play this game, so you can act a fool like that and just enjoy the moment. I love it.
I mean, but I've never seen a locker room. I told Beetle this, too. And going in the locker room after a game, I've never seen a locker room that excited and as emotional, even after Super Bowl wins, because I think the Super Bowl takes
right.
so much
Kyle,
out of you mentally.
Kyle, you've won the AFC Championship game twice before these last couple of years.
Never saw that.
This one felt special. Was this one special to you and your teammates?
Yeah. You know, it kind of gave me chills thinking about it just because of everything this year has been amazing. And to go on the road like that against a team like that and come out with a win, it was – you know, I'll tell my kids about that one. That was special. And then do it with the guys that are here we're really close. And I think, honestly, just after what happened last year in the Super Bowl and, you know, I feel like guys are hungry and I feel like we got humbled and it was a humbling experience. And, you know, we're not taking things for granted. And it's beautiful when it happens like that, and, you know, not the losing part, but to go through a humbling experience in the process to be where we're at now, it's that much more satisfying.
We're talking with Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. We were watching last night inside the NFL. They had the highlight package and recap, and Julian Edelman was mic'd up for it, and he does a lot of yelling. Man, does he do a lot of yelling. Is there a point where you guys just sort of ignore him and just say, oh, yeah, that's just Julian doing his thing? Like, he's just yelling at everybody all night long.
I mean, matter of fact, he was just yelling just a second ago.
What does he yelling at today?
You got to win today. We got to win today.
Oh, win today. Okay.
Yeah, you got to win today.
So you win each individual day, and you build the days up during the week. Oh,
exactly. Yeah. And, you know, he was yelling, hooting, hollering, and just talking trash like a little man syndrome he has.
He's selling any shirts or anything? He's not doing that beat LA thing again, is he?
What? I mean, did he get another fine?
Oh, I don't know. Where'd he get the first fine?
No, I just messed around.
Oh, okay.
I told him that he only made T-shirts because he got fined.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had to pay the fines. He actually got fined big time.
Yeah.
Those three fines, 60 grand.
Yeah, end of the regular season, he was
there. It was that much?
60 grand on three hits,
I did not know that.
Yeah, bull crap.
He was not happy about that.
Well, maybe he's not a heady player anymore.
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, Monday night, media night, we're going to be down there. Our show, since we're the flagship station, we do a lot of interviews with the guys during our time. So we got to get you over there on the side. We got to do this again to keep this train rolling.
Yeah, you already know. I love the KVN show with you guys.
You can have the KVN show. We'll put that logo up.
I love being on with you guys. I love you guys have good questions. I love the back and forth we have. You know, we have a lot of fun. I like it.
I'll tell you, that first take's trying to get me on, too. If I go on live with Kellerman, I'll get you a clip of it. So we'll send it to you.
Hell yeah. I hope you get on with Kellerman.
I'll put his ass in his place. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to say something to him, like, you know, what's the deal, man? I did respect that Shannon Sharp finally came around and Stephen A. and actually Woody actually finally said something to him, like, you're talking crazy right now. So
you guys are doing a hell of a job of embracing the noise.
Keep it up.
Embracing it, using it, all of it.
Yeah, well, we just want to put on for the title town and, you know, all the former players and, you know, for the people behind the scenes that don't get talked about, you know, we want to bring something special back to this place to celebrate with everybody because it's amazing to be around. I mean, I was watching the Celtics game last night against Miami, and I don't think we talk enough and celebrate enough how crazy it is to live in Boston right now with all the sports teams. I mean, kids are, you know, I tell them all the time, you guys are spoiled, but I'm spoiled too, and you guys are too, to watch, you know, what the Red Sox are doing, what the Celtics got going, what the Bruins got going, and us. I mean, it's so fun to be around here and live here right now, and I hope we all just enjoy it.
You were one of the guys that went to the hockey game, right, together as a group? Prior to Winter Classic?
Yeah, that was sick. We got some jerseys and, you know, we got to cheer on our guys. And, it's fun to watch, you know, other people work and do what they do and do what they love. And, you know, it's sick. You know, I want to shout out all the sports teams, you know, and Pats Nation for supporting. It's amazing.
All right, Kyle. So are you anxious to get to Atlanta and sort of get the week going at this point?
Yeah, I wish it was February 3rd already.
Play it right
now. Yeah, I mean, going Sunday. I think last year we left on Monday. It's kind of nice to get down there on Sunday, right? Get ahead of it.
Yeah. I think that's what just feels right. And I think we're excited to get down there and get to work. We've been working hard. We've been working extremely hard to get back to this point. And we're anxious. We're anxious to go.
Get a new suit for the trip? Anything? Get any new shoes?
Ooh, you know I got that swag coming. I actually got my guy coming today. Oh. I'm about to get all tailored and everything and looking good.
You'll have that ready by Sunday.
Oh yeah, he's got to put the rush order for me, man.
Well, that's what you get when you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's the kind of
thing. What happens when you get 10 tackles in the AFC title game?
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's true.
No, it's because I'm a good guy, man. Come on.
That's what you, you know what? Keep telling yourself that.
It's because I'm a nice guy, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Well, we'll try and catch up with you on Monday.
See you Monday.
All right, fellas. I'll see y'all Monday. Can't wait. Pat Nation, baby. Let's go.
All right, Kyle Van Noy, Patriots linebacker. It's the KVN show here on Zolak and Bertrand. He is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy, our thanks to him as the Patriots go back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, and as we mentioned, opening night happens on Monday. Opening night.
See,
not
that's
media
great.
Day, not media night, opening night.
Yeah, going, you know, I remember last year, we went down on Monday, we had to rush to media night. Everybody's trying to fly to get to the, it was in St. Paul, right at the,
this year
at the arena.
Said, let's just go Sunday and get ahead of it.
Let's get ahead of it, get relax, settled. Yeah.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is going against Tom Brady, though. I mean, this guy that I'm sure you grew up watching just like everybody. I mean, what does that kind of feel like?
Oh, I mean, it's like, it's an honor, honestly. Like, I mean, he's an all-time great. He's been to Super Bowl, what, like 9 times? So, I mean, oh, he's beatable, though. So, I mean, we just can't go in there with the mindset of, oh, it's Tom Brady. Like, he's definitely beatable. So, we're going to go in there and give him a go.
Rams safety John Johnson talking about Tom Brady being beatable. Some have turned that into a headline. Brady's definitely beatable.
People are stupid.
That's what you get, though, the week of the Super Bowl.
Clickbait.
Any small slide. I thought it was interesting that Brad Stevens told us, you know, as coaches, we always tell our players that you can't be concerned with things that you have no control over. You can't get too caught up in media. You got to let that stuff go. And he said, but as soon as someone says something or writes something, we as coaches grab it and put it up on the bulletin board and use it as a way to try and motivate players. And he remembered doing that quite a bit at Butler, where people would write that Butler's got no chance and they've got no real shot at doing anything or making any noise in the tournament. He said, so we preach that, but we don't necessarily practice that all the time. You never know. If you're twisting that, maybe you can twist that into a little nugget for Brady. Edelman screaming on the sideline, you're definitely beatable! Just like I'm yelling at him in the Kansas City game that he's too old. You're definitely beatable.
You think Brady listens to Edelman?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I question if anybody's listening to him anymore.
We joked with Van Noy, but like Brady's like so focused. Like, oh, God, here he goes again. Whatever he needs.
617-779-0985. Brian is in Groton. He's been hanging on for a long time. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
So, been a season ticket holder for the Patriots since 1994. And I've never been to a Super Bowl. So now it's my understanding that the team gets about 11,000 tickets from the NFL. And the Patriots used to distribute some percentage of those tickets to season ticket holders. Now, back in 96 and 2001, I received an email from the team saying there's, you know, going to be a lottery.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I didn't win. Now, this past Sunday, I received an email telling me I could purchase tickets from the official travel partner.
Correct.
But there was no information about a lottery. And if you take a look at the Patriots website for club seat people, it says that one of their privileges is priority access to Super Bowl tickets distributed by the team or to the team by the NFL.
Yeah.
So I guess seats.
Yeah, if you own real quick, if you own four club seats, you get two to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But right.
I guess it's
2 years ago,
that, you know,
it's easy.
We paid the bills for years,
right,
and we don't get the tickets anymore.
It changed.
It's frustrating.
Are they still doing the lottery or no?
No. The league made that deal 2 years ago with this subsidiary, you know, company where you've got to buy packages.
Prime
them.
Sport. They're squeezing everybody.
They're getting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the league.
I'm sure they might. They probably do. I don't know. Maybe take 4,000 or 5,000 of those tickets and do a lottery with fans because you want your fans to go. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if they do the lottery pick anymore. They might, but you got to take care of the club seat people and their suite people first. You know, those are the people with the 10-year commitments. A lot of money invested there. I know, and it's tough on the regular fan. It really is. You know, but at some point you think, okay, this might be a soft ticket, soft ticket. Ticket price is through the roof right now.
Soft ticket in the Super Bowl now is $3,000.
I know, it's crazy.
That's now a soft ticket. $3,000 per seat.
Maz almost had a heart attack. He's out there talking to somebody. So what's the tickets last year? Were they like 500 face? 500? I'm like,
no.
What, 96? We went 97. It was like $700.
I think there are some that are at 550, and there's like, you know, it's four small sections in the 300 level that are like in the, you know, worst angles.
And those would be purchased by every single ticket broker.
There's very few of those 550 face value tickets out there.
Those get gobbled first by ticket brokers.
Yeah. I mean, there's very few that exist in the first place.
I got a buddy.
Party, what were your face values the last couple of times you had gone?
1250.
And even that's a good number. Yeah. 1250, that's okay. That's not 28. That's not 2750. It's not one of those deals.
I think mine was like 14 and change last year.
Yeah, 1250. I don't think we're in the top level. In Houston, I think are there four levels in Houston?
Well, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I think we were three or four. Like, we were in the bottom ones, and they were like 14 and change. I think 14.50.
Yeah, so we're either second or third level, but we were like 30-yard line maybe. Mm.
Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
There were six levels in Houston. When I had 600-level tickets, there were Steelers tickets. They were $12.50 a piece. Last year's ticket was... in Minnesota, basically the same range, same area. Like it was $1,600. I don't know if you would have had to go. I think if you went a little bit.
Paulie, you're going to make it to Atlanta. That's really the question here. You're going to make it?
Are you kidding me? Come on, stop it. This will be my ninth one. I've been 8 out of 10 of these things.
That's so awesome. You should hang out at the Sports Hub party.
Are you
going
to come to our party?
I'll be sitting on Zolak's lap by next Thursday. I'm coming down Wednesday.
Oh, you won't get anywhere near me.
Paulie's hitting the town early.
There was a problem with some plans we had made, and I had set out on my own the following day. Yeah, that was the following day, and I had to get the cheapest flight I could get was like $700. But I had to leave on Wednesday. I planned on leaving on Thursday.
Paulie, do you need Beetle to get your credentials for Radio Row?
I need Beetle to get me two tickets for me and my best friend. The same guy that you met at Sportsville.
Oh yeah,
what
a
Beetle! What a hold on! Shut up for a second.
Anyway. Hey, listen, I told you guys. I told you. I had Denver a few years ago. Last time I went on the road, the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
With three. I thought I explained this to Arcan on Saturday.
You should go see Arcan. He's going to be doing a round table on Saturday.
Yep, go on.
You like Marlboro?
I had the Pats with the three on Sunday. And Hottie, what were you watching, brother? You need a pair of glasses, brother. They showed that replay from three different angles, and all the evidence was there, and it was clear that the ball, we're using all the angles, did not touch him. You keep this up, and we're sending you back. We're sending you back to Detroit, just like they said in Kentucky Fried Movie.
All right.
No.
Yeah, bring friends and pack a lunch, Paulie. You're going to send me anywhere.
Hey, Paulie.
Is it definitive from any angle whether it touched or didn't touch?
Now, is it definitive that it didn't touch his forearm or his thumb? I think it is.
Yes.
What's not definitive is the fingertips that are below the grass. You can't see the ball.
Left.
You can't see the fingertips.
Left hand, fingertips. You can't tell if it touches or not. So Paul,
what I am.
You're a honk. You're allowed to be a honk. We're not honks.
So
I don't think I touched it.
And even Edelman didn't know.
Yeah,
so when the ball
even
is vertical,
Edelman doesn't know.
When the ball
I don't
is vertical,
think. Paulie
knows.
When the ball is vertical and that point is sticking in the ground where it looks like it's at his fingertips.
I don't like.
They have the ability.
I'm just putting that on
that screenshot to take a joystick and zoom in, just like the camera guys do when they're filming us.
I think we're pretty good to Paulie on this show. I don't think Hardy deserves to take some crap like that.
He doesn't go back and forth. It's a talk show.
That's not nice.
We can't get a word in edgewise when we take his call.
It's okay.
Why don't you come down, Paulie? You could sleep in Beetle's room on the floor.
I just don't like the way that he spoke to Hardy. I just don't like that.
Let him sleep on your floor?
I'm serious. I don't like that. I don't like the way
I know you don't have hotels yet, but.
Bull crap.
That he continues the conversation as though he's, because you know he's talking to us while he's on hold. The conversation, he's mid-sentence when you pull him up. He's already talking.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
He had a good phone today. Give him credit for that. Good phone. Has a take. Had info on the six levels at the Super Bowl.
We should get We should get a Counting Crows cover band for the Saturday.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Dan's in Boston.
Black crows. Not counting crows.
Hey, guys.
Same thing.
No.
I really don't think that, you know, the Patriots are going to pull this one out in the Super Bowl just because like, of the fact.
It's like Casey. You know, if
No. I 100% knew we could win that game against KC in KC.
Well, we all knew that they could win. Did you bet? Did you say? Are you on record anywhere as saying that they were going to win that game?
Yes.
But they can't.
Now, that being said,
where
this emotion, this elation that you got going on in the locker room that we have is the same and similar thing that we have in 07 when we go to play the Giants. What does the Giants have in that game on a defensive front? They had Mathias Kiwanuka. They had Hall of Famer Michael Strahan. They had a nasty D line. This D line that we're going to face is pretty nasty. You're going to need to use Gronk in blocking. You're going to need to use him as chips. His opportunity going outside is not very likely, or not very many times anyway.
What happened in the Charger game? Do they not have two good pass rushers on that team? Two real freaks there, if you ask me.
It is a little different with Donald coming up the middle, though.
It's different.
It's going to be tougher, but did they rely on Gronk lining up on the outside a lot in the game over the Chiefs?
No, Charger game they did, but you look at some of the run plays that Gronk blocked on in the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
He was excellent.
Good.
He was excellent.
And it's a wonderful spot for him. They can put him outside once or twice. Good. Even better.
Do you think Gronk enjoys the blocking?
Probably not.
I don't think he does.
But
you know what? I give him credit because you're a tight end. You want to catch the ball. You want to make.
Of course.
You want to get receptions. You want to make big plays.
But on those big plays, when he's up and he's ambulatory, he is the first one in there to celebrate with a running back who gets into the touchdown after one of his blocks. He's in there. He's not sulking off the field. He's a part of it. He's a good teammate. But I think that's just human nature. Would you rather be in there as a blocker or would you rather be the guy catching the ball in the end zone for the touchdown? It's just human nature. I don't fault him for that.
But I just say for any blocking tight end, I just think you deserve a little extra credit because you do it and you put up with it. You don't complain. He's never complained. He's always at least publicly told you that he's happy to do whatever the team needs him to do to win. Right?
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. No gimmicks, no supplements, and no long hours at the gym. And that's not Jim Louth. That's the gymnasium. If losing weight is your New Year's resolution, choose the proven long-term solution for weight loss. Awaken 180
Did you like smoke up in the car on the way here or something today? Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you today?
It blazed up every morning.
Like from the get-go today.
I got irritated the second I walked in the building.
Oh, you think?
It's the buildup. It's a buildup prior to the week. It's just everything. Yeah, Hardy over here playing a mini video game.
Yeah,
You people, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
This was my greatest Christmas gift.
Is this the
greatest Christmas gift I've gotten in a long time. Let's see, I got to get it to the
right. Oh, the mini arcade games. I've seen those.
No, it works.
Yeah, it's very popular.
They work.
I've seen them in a lot of places.
Turn it on. Let's see. So you can hear the actual music here.
I've been fixated on it.
Mini Galaga machine. Joystick, fire button, everything.
So he's been over there playing with his thing all day.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Built for a G.I. Joe to play on it.
Look at that.
Terrific.
Move to the left. Oh, look, Bedard's here. This must be a big boy
Wednesday. We need to play some things here, fellas, because we're running out of time.
So the bus
the
from
today.
Sioux City, Iowa must have just rolled in.
Let's get to the promotional. The marketing for Zoe's new doggy daycare.
This is good.
If you've got a dog that you don't like, with just a few exits off the mic, we'll tie two chain attached to a spike at Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
did you buy a cute dog you saw in a popular TV sitcom and then realize that it was more work than you thought? At Zoe's Canine Kingdom, we're happy to take your money and your four-legged pal. Drop-off couldn't be easier. Just tie Fido up to the Rentham exit sign off 495. Tweet Zoe and he'll send one of his minions to pick the dog up for a fun-filled day of romping and pooping in Zoe's neighbor's yard. That's right, at Zoe's Canine Kingdom, we've got all the latest dog toys like old radiator hoses, tube socks tied into knots, and the ever-popular random tree stick. So the next time you find yourself saying, why did I buy this stupid dog? Don't drop him off deep in the woods in upstate New Hampshire. Just head on out to Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
You're taking care of man's best friend. It's a chore that never seems to end. Doggy daycare is the latest trend. That's Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
Thank you, Tom. Tom nice. And Worcester with that creation.
Nice.
Intended for rich, middle-aged guys that just can't take care of a dog or just too fat-ass and lazy.
Like Tangway.
Yeah, like Tangway. This all started with Tangway yesterday. I think Maz also drops his dog off only once a week. But which I beg the question, why once? Why not five?
I think we're out of time. We're not going to be able to get to the other clip.
Oh, oh what a
short
shame.
One? Short one? Okay,
go ahead, Jim, play.
Hey, keep the gas on it now! I don't even know what I just said.
Very similar to you a couple years
it
ago.
It happens. What are you getting excited? Booth.
He goes right to his offensive line because this kid knows it at 40. That's it. Let's go. Now we get to finally time. Woo!
It's excitement. He gets it. Jules gets it. National Pie Day. Get out there. Eat that pie.
At least he recognized it. I don't even know what I just said. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Felger Mass coming up next with Greg Bedard. The Boston Sports Journal. Three up, three down, 10 questions, all of the above. That's on the way next here on the Sports Hub. Bye. Have a great day.
That's it. Let's go. Now we get to finally time. Woo-hoo-hoo.
I don't even know what I just said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.